thinking about this book of Luke chapter 7, let me say that I met so many people that say they listen to my broadcast, and I am honored. Well, there's a lot of potential audience. You cannot believe. I wish, in fact, I must send you a letter back, and I want to give you some of the letters that I get from the radio. And I told the brother, and I told Brother Tim, there's about 10 or 12 of us. Don't you think that we ought to help each other?
Amen.
I told him, I said, there's about 10 or 12 of us. There are electricians, plumbers, carpenters. We've moved churches, built churches, and I love doing it. I love doing it. I preach every night, and we work every day.
Amen.
I killed them, ain't did he? I said, my mama used a lot, taught me a lot of four-letter words, like cook and wash and iron. And
amen.
And
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Work. I don't get to add work. That's a good thing. You know, but I told him, I said, if you like, sometimes when you get in the building program, because you have to have a lot of coordination together, but we'll come down here and help you. We'll have the time of our life.
Right.
You ladies can cook, fixing the apple pies. We'll preach in the night and work in the day. Woo!
Be all right.
Now get my voice back. Luke, please, in chapter 7. Luke, out of your house, God will be meant to enjoy.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, God, I love it. Okay, Luke 7, please. Now don't take your eyes off your Bible. Now, it's amazing. You have to be a Hebrew scholar to understand that. Now, when he had ended all of his sayings, in the audience of the people, he entered into, say it to me over there,
Capernaum.
I want everybody in this building to circle where it says he entered into Capernaum. Now, I want you to draw your circle around that. Now, I want you to drop down to verse 11. Verse 11. It came to pass that the day after. Okay, Brother Mike.
Yes.
You look like you're a pretty good healthy man. How many miles could you walk in a day's time? In a day's time, in a pretty good clip.
Well, how many hours you want to walk in a day?
A day.
A day, what, 24?
It says the next day.
I don't.
Well, I fooled with his mind. But look here, it ain't no wonder he's messed up. Look who he lives with. But I tell you, look here, an average person, I believe I could walk 15 miles.
Yes.
I believe I could.
Yes.
I believe I could in a pretty good clip.
Yes.
What?
Amen.
I don't believe I walked no 40. The Lord would have carried me back. But I want you to watch this. The next day, it says that he went into a city called Nain. N-A-I-N.
Right.
That means little or pleasant. Now watch. The next day, and many of the disciples went with him. How many that is, I don't know. And much people, I don't know that. Now when they came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out on the only son of his mother, watch, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and he said unto her, weep not. So evidently, she must have been weeping.
Amen.
He says, weep not. He came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Look in verse 50. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I made you up the back of the pews. Look in verses 16. There came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God had visited his people.
Yes.
And this rumor of him, notice now, this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about, and the disciples of John showed him of all these things. Lord, bless your wonderful name, God, for the good sound service. Lord, thank you for safeguarding the highways. Now, Lord, I pray, God, your richest blessings upon this church. Brother Tim, help every person that's under the sound of my voice. God, may conviction break upon their hearts. Help us tonight, oh God. Hang a lost out over hell. And may they tremble at the very thought of going into the darkness in the regions of the damned. Help us tonight, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm back to chapter 7. You may be seated. Look back in chapter 7 in verse 1, it says, and when he ended all these things in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. What I want you to see tonight, from Capernaum to Nain is 25 miles.
Right.
From Capernaum to Nain is 25 miles. Now, but it says the next day. So if you find him back in verse 1, we find Jesus in Capernaum, right?
Right.
Now in verse 11, it came to pass the day after. A whole lot of things can happen in a day's time.
Amen. That's right.
In fact, let me take this. A Monday of last week, I had a funeral in Mount Orville High. My wife and I drove all the way to Warren at Mount Orville, had the funeral, came back, and went and see the man that we're going to bury tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I'm saying a lot of things can happen
Amen.
In the best way. One moment you can be as healthy as a mule. I mean, go to the doctor and get a test where you got cancer in your body.
Yeah.
Or you got a bad heart. But I'm showing you this thing called death. Are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
I can't get over this man by the name of Kenneth York. I cannot get over. 77 years old, cotton white hair, and he's not saved.
Right.
Both folks, listen to me. That word death, die, dead or dead, is used over 1,500 times in the Word of God. Hebrews 9, verse 27. The Bible says, as it is appointed a man once to die, and after this the judgment.
Amen.
Romans 5, verse 12. As sin came in the world by one man, death is passed upon all men. If you live long enough, you're going to die.
Alright,
if I know anything about my Bible, the wages of sin is death.
Amen.
But the gift of God is eternal life. Alright, if I know anything, listen to me just for a moment. I know that I pass from death unto life.
Right.
I know that. Amen. You know how I know that? Because God's word on it. In John 5, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
Amen.
And I come into condemnation from death unto life.
Yes.
I believe God. Amen. I'm going to believe God.
Amen.
I appreciate what Eric said about being good, about a strong spirit being here. You know, I hear people all the time, they say, well, I don't feel nothing. Well, maybe you ain't got nothing. Let me show you what I mean by that. Now watch this. Now watch. Do you feel that?
Yep.
Do you feel it? If you don't feel that, you're dead. You can feel that, trust me.
Yes.
Brother, you can feel the Holy Ghost living inside of you.
Yes. Yes.
He bears witness to you.
Yes.
I love it when he shows up like that.
Yes.
Alright, if the word die, dead, or death is used over 1,500 times, alright, in Hebrews 2, verse 9, Jesus tasted of death for every man.
That's right.
Let me show you what I mean. Go to Hebrews right quick, hurry. I can quote them, but I'd rather you turn and let me read them to you. In Hebrews chapter 2, look in verse 9, he says that he should taste death for every man. Does that not mean Eric?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That he should taste death for every man.
That's right.
All right, we're sinners by nature, by practice, and by choice. And because of what Adam did, we're all under the sentence of death.
Amen.
But you see what the last Adam done, and that was the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
He tasted the death for every man.
Yes.
Every thought,
yes.
Every heart, and every rebel, and every man. Thanks to be wonderfully and gloriously saved, amen.
Yes.
I've seen God save whores and drunks and thieves. Whoopee, amen. I tell you, brother, this thing about old time salvation works.
Amen.
Look at verse 9. Our older people, our moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, see, they didn't have all this educated stuff. They didn't know Hebrew and they didn't know Greek. But I mean, they didn't have computers on every corner, libraries everywhere. But one thing they had was a knowledge of the Word of God.
Amen.
And they enjoyed themselves in the house of God. They knew what God had done for them.
Amen.
Let me put that on rewind. They knew what God had done for them.
Amen.
Listen, I've been around a whole lot. But look down in verse 9. Let me show you. All right, he tasted this from a man. Look down in verse 14. He took part in the same that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. You ought to shout on that, though. Thank God. He tasted the death, but now he destroyed him that had the power of death. That is the devil.
Amen.
Look on that, if you don't mind, in verse 15. And delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So we find in verse 14, yet the power of death. Verse 15, the fear of death. And verse 3, he tasted the death. But thank God, hallelujah. Did you ever read Revelation 1 and verse 18? Jesus says, he that was dead but now he's alive. He says, I have the keys of death and hell. Let me say that again. Whoopee! Jesus has the keys of death and hell.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible says in Revelation 1 verse 15, he that was dead, guess what? Now he's alive and he takes you to death for every man.
Yes.
He says, I have the keys of death and hell.
That's right.
Can I ask y'all something? Could you quote Psalm 23 with me?
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Whoop! He leaving me beside still waters. Come on.
Hey, don't you?
Look here. You're getting all messed up. We can't even get together for this. But the Bible says in Psalm 33, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Now look at me for a moment. Watch this. Boy, you need to get a hold of this. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In order for there to be a shadow, there has to be a light.
Right.
Yeah. Look right there, girl. Look right there. Yeah. That's a shadow. Yeah. And you see, I know who the light is. Whoopee! I'll fear no evil. He promised me, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. When it comes time to die, he'll walk through the valley.
Yes.
I'm getting them chili bumps again. So let me show you, let's go back. I ain't even preaching it. Notice in your Bible, I want you to listen to this. If Jesus has the keys of death and hell, here is the Son of God himself walked 25 miles from Capernaum down to Nain. Amen, sister.
Yes.
What for? What for? Because there's a woman there that's going to have, she was a widow, and she lost her only son.
Right.
And notice in your Bible, he got to the gate of the city.
Amen.
No, ain't nothing excites you, people. He got to the gate of the city.
Amen. Yeah.
I don't know anything about my Bible. He never, ever went into Nain.
That's right.
Never.
Yeah.
Why, girl? Why did he stop at the gate? Some of y'all, let me explain this to you. When I first went to Israel, I'm the most inquisitive person. I want to see how everything works.
Yeah.
When I went to Israel the first time, and I've been, I don't know how many times. Have y'all ever seen an Arab funeral?
No.
You probably have on television, Miss Emmy. Do you remember they're carrying, the Palestinians do it all the time. They put them on their shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
How many of y'all have ever seen it on television, on the news?
Yeah.
They put the body up on top of their shoulders.
Right.
And they're like pallbearers, but the body is laying there like this, and it's covered up.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, if y'all won't say amen, do this.
Amen.
You thought I'd be wound down tonight, I know you did. Let me show you now. I'm back in Luke, please, chapter 7. Now look at your Bible. It came to pass the day after you went into a city called Nain. That's the reason why that I hammer and hammer and hammer and hammer. You cannot get saved anytime you want to get saved. You can't get right with God anytime you want to get right with God. What if God never ever visited Oak Grove again?
Yes.
Ma'am, Miss Karen, he never. Y'all ain't getting this.
Yeah, come on.
When he left Nain,
yeah.
All right, in the omniscient, omnipotent God, he knew that widow had lost her son.
Yeah.
He knew, look at them, they're weeping, they're sobbing. And the Bible, if you look in your Bible, they're carrying out this man, a dead man.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
And she's already lost her son, her husband.
Yep.
We're talking about this time of death. Do y'all remember used to, it ain't like it is now. We used to bring the body home.
Amen. Yeah.
And we sit up with them.
Amen.
You ever do that? You ever do that?
Have a wake.
We'd have a wake. That's what they called it, a wake. The Indians still do it.
Yeah.
But I want you to do it. And I can remember my grandma when my uncle got killed. I can remember just like it's yesterday. And he's here laying in the coffin. And my grandma would be sitting here in an old straight back chair.
Yeah.
She'd be weeping and crying. And people would come in. The neighbors would come in. They'd bring food. And everybody, they'd hug my aunt and my grandma. And she would get her composure back. Somebody else come in, bring food. We'd go help them. They'd help us. It's not like that, but that's the way it used to be. They used to hang crepe on the doors.
Yeah.
That's right.
Used to, when I was a boy, when somebody died, used to, guess what they do? Everybody, a store, no, they wouldn't pump gas, they wouldn't do nothing, and everybody would stand with their hands over their heart.
Yes,
yes, that's right. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Somebody died.
Right.
Now then, guess what? We used to have funerals like 3-4 days. Now then, it ain't gone. It used to have 2 or 3 days. Now it's gone. You have a visitation at 10 and have a funeral at 1.
Right.
Hurry up. Get this thing over with.
Yeah.
After our lives, you know I'm telling you to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got so much to do. It's more important. People don't even grieve anymore.
Yeah. God help.
I was telling you now, this is going to get really good. Cream's going to come to the top. I don't think y'all understand that, Satan.
Yeah.
Luke 7, now watch. He's where? He's in Capernaum. But in verse 11, it came to pass the day after 25 miles, he left Capernaum, came to Nain. Now watch.
his disciples and much people came nigh to the gate of the city, and there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, weeping, sobbing, crying. My heart breaks for people. Used to, it ain't like it is now. Yeah, and I bet Tim knows this, and you do too, brother. Used to, you stand at the head of a coffin in a funeral home, and people would just weep and sob. You don't even see people weeping at a funeral anymore.
No. God help.
Our hearts are hard.
Come on, brother. Come on.
We talk about this time of death. Now, Jesus, looking down through the channels of time, he knows everything in the beginning and everything in the end and in between that.
Amen.
He knows every person that's behind in this sound of my voice. Look in verse 7. Not verse 12, I'm sorry. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. Now, you've got to understand what they do in Israel and the Palestinians. When they have a death, usually the mother or the parents or whoever, immediate family, they lead the procession.
Yes.
And right behind them is the family.
Right.
And it keeps going on down. Did you know that in the days of Israel, they had professional mourners?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They paid them to mourn.
Yes.
They did. Now I want you to look. I don't know what much people is, but I read this book. Look at it. It says much people out of the city was with her. Look at it. They're fixing to go out the gate. Now look in verse 13. And when the Lord saw her, hallelujah. He had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not, glory to God. Hey, compassion is your word in my heart. That's the definition of the word compassion. It's his hurt in my heart. Look at Jesus. I love it. First thing he says, weep not.
Right.
Did you know if Psalms tells us in Psalms chapter 56 and verse 8 that God has a bottle for your tears?
Yes, he does.
If I live and breathe, I'll bring that tear bottle down here with me the next time I come and let you gawk at it. I brought it from Israel. I threatened their lives and everything. I said, you break it, you're going to pay. But I brought that tear bottle. Used to, every Jew, they had a tear bottle in their house and they collected the tears.
Think about that.
Come wonder if any of you have ever wept over your family.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if your heart ever been broken.
Yes.
My boy got killed. I'm telling you, I thought I was going to lose my ever loving mind. Honestly, I thought he was my baby boy. Some of y'all probably been on the radio, but I thought I was going to lose my mind. Oh, thank God. Boy, it came to me just like some just as clear as the day. You can go be with him. Woo! The sting of death has been removed.
That's right.
Hang on, Miss Emmy. She's been hurt and cut up. My granddaughter is Emily.
Oh, okay.
And all of you Emilys have got dark eyes and mean as a junkyard dog. They say they take it after me. Look at Luke, page chapter 7. I want you to watch. Now look at verse 13. And when he saw her, he had compassion on her. He said unto her, weep not. But look at your next verse. It came to pass, he touched the bier. That is the pallbearers. Now remember, the man's on the board. And he's got a cloth over top of it.
Yes.
Now that Jesus, he touched him. And he told the woman, weep not.
Right.
Boy, I'm glad he can be touched with him.
Yes.
I'm glad, thank God, he knows how we feel.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Shoot, you ever had a broken heart?
Amen.
Let me show you now. Watch this. I'll probably run stuck out of the building. Look, if you would, back up in verse 14. He came and he touched the bier, and they that prayed stood still, and he said, young man, hey, like that. I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Look out, girl.
Hey,
look here. Hey, Brother Tim. Now, he was dead, right?
Yes.
But it says he sat up.
Amen, brother.
I bet he's screaming. Don't believe what you want to. I believe he's grinning.
Amen. Yes, praise God.
Watch this. I'm fixing to show you. Look at you out. He that was dead sat up and began to speak. Well, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
And then Jesus delivered him to his mother. Look down in verse 50. He that was dead sat up, began to speak, and delivered him to his mother. They came to fear all that, and they glorified God. Ooh. Have you ever thought about this time of death, a time of desperation? Jesus had walked 25 miles to tell a woman, weep not, and to raise her son. Y'all don't think that's how it is. When he sat up, what do you think the first words he said?
Thank you, Lord.
Because hello, Mama. That's just my thing. What says he
seen on his death began to speak, amen.
That's right,
amen.
Yes.
Tell him about Jesus.
Yes.
I believe he said,
"Help
mama."
Hallelujah.
I believe he's looking like a colored man eating watermelon. They really got the prettiest white teeth. When I was over in New Guinea, over there, they got the prettiest white teeth. They'd eat them coconuts and they'd say, "Elephant teeth." They'd be grinning from ear to ear. You talk about happy people. You can't even imagine a sea of people just as far as your natural eye can see. If we was having a service in Papua New Guinea, a third world country, won't you listen to this? They'd be there at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They had their babies underneath banana trees and fanning them. No fans, no air conditioning, no nothing. Just a sea of people. And they're all smiling.
Amen.
We gripe and complain, can't get them to come to the house of God.
Come on,
I heard him today. I went to the automotive store to pick up some stuff. He's in there fussing. He said, "I am so sick of this rain. He said, we can't get nothing done. We can't use our excavator." I told him, "Dear God," I said, "it could be ice and snow."
Yes. Yes.
Amen. 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 I love to see him.
Yes.
Or I got to go. But ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, this time, look at this woman needed help. Y'all agree with that?
Yeah.
She's lost her husband. Yeah. She's lost her son.
Right.
No means of anything. But see, Jesus, woo, he already knew what the woman needed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right, son. He's there just on time. Jesus was there just on time.
Amen.
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 He can't be there. Thank God Jesus
came. Amen.
I carry my vehicle. I do. I carry my funeral rings. I've always done it. I've been saved 50-some years of my life. I carry my funeral rings in my back pocket. The songs I won't sing, here's one of them. When I couldn't come to him, he came to me.
That's right.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Another song I won't sing is this. Nobody else loved me. Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to have time at my funeral. I'm going to be there. Let me show you now. Let's go back to Luke 5, chapter 7. We're talking about this time of death. Then we're talking about desperation. But now, what's those who? There was a time. Oh, I love this. In a millisecond, Ms. Karen, look at your Bible. In a millisecond, he that was dead sat up.
Yes.
Don't y'all have any kind of imagination?
Yes.
Well, in a millisecond, he just done this.
Yeah.
Amen.
Remember the cover that I told you?
Amen.
Y'all don't remember the cover I told you?
Yes.
Yes.
They covered the body up.
Yes.
Covered it up, carrying it on his shoulders, and guess what the fish do? They're going to go put him in the ground.
Yeah.
Correct?
Amen.
And this poor woman, his mother. You talk about desperation.
That's right, brother.
I don't think y'all have ever had to bury anybody that you love.
Yeah.
I think one of the hardest things in the world is when they open when they dig the grave and they say you can go to your car and the grave will be pocket prepared.
Yes.
You'll get a rose or you'll get a ribbon or something that reminds you of it. You'll turn to walk away. You'll always turn to look back. Your heart breaking inside of you. But see, we that are saved, thank God, guess what? That's not the end of it. Let me tell you about my son. The boy that got killed. Boy, that I was just right in the world to meet Nathan. His very name means gift of God. Nathan came into our life. I've got three boys and a girl. My only girl. Nathan is there's 13 years difference between him and David. They said it's biological impossible for you to have a child. But we had Nathan to prove wrong.
Amen.
I took him to the pulpit. I said, "I want all of you doubters and skeptics, look what I got." We named him Nathan Andrew. Well, the word Nathan means gift of God. I love that boy. I don't have the right answers to express how I love him.
Bless him, Lord.
And he was just
touch his heart.
And I just love him.
Yes.
He got killed on 461 going to Mount Vernon, a little old girl, 17-year-old, on the wrong side of the road. Four of them was killed just like this. I was in a revival meeting in Goshen. They called me. The same man that I got to take care of his funeral came to my daughter's house at 11 o'clock and told us that Nathan had been killed. Anybody here ever go to Cincinnati?
All right, I don't know how y'all go, but if you went to the Mount Vernon exit or Mount Vernon and you go north, it's 2 hours and a half to the Cincinnati line.
Yeah.
My daughter lives in Fairfield. I drove from Cincinnati to my home. Got there at 4 o'clock in the morning. There were people all over the in my house. 4 o'clock in the morning, I didn't know who they were. All I wanted to know was how Nathan got killed.
Yeah.
Did he have to suffer?
Mm-hmm. Bless his heart.
Now, hang on just a minute. Remember I told you what he meant to me?
Yes.
His name means gift of God. I sit there in my house, and I guess it's probably 75 people, 4 o'clock in the morning. Me wanting to know how that he had to die. It's hard to hit him head on. And I thought, why did he have to die so young? Why, Lord, did you take my boy? And I know some of y'all are going to argue and fuss with me. You're going to say you should never ask why. But when Jesus was hanging on the cross, why did he say,
yes.
Come on, why hast thou forsaken me? But don't you think, Lord, God gave me the peace in my heart as to why a lot of people's been saved as a result of Nathan's death. But he's a little boy, he's the apple of my eye. I was hoping, do y'all ever have memorial services?
Yeah.
Do y'all do that?
Yeah.
You go to the graveyard on Memorial Day? Do y'all do that? I was having this Memorial Day service, and I was preaching and got done preaching. I looked over at Nathan, and him and his other little boy was running through the graveyard. I said, Nathan! I said, look around here. He turned to me and said, what, Dad? I said, don't be running across the grave. Say amen.
Amen.
Here's what he said. Why, Dad? I said, son, if the rapture was to occur, they're going to come up out of there and go around the world naked. Should I tell you something? You couldn't bind, rob him, or pay him to cross another grave. When I was a boy, you never stepped across the grave.
Yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't
never
get over across another grave. That's not what you meant to me. Oh, but I'm glad. Look at Miss Karen. He that was dead, set up.
Amen.
Now, won't you watch? I've got to show you this. It's found right here. Look at verse 13. Everybody, look. I'm sorry, verse 14. He that came, touched the bar, and then it brings to his seal. He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. He that was dead, set up and began to speak. I want you to watch this. And then it says, he delivered him to his mother.
Right.
How would you like to see that scene?
Yes.
Wouldn't you like to see that?
Yeah, I would. Yes.
Did they take it off the shoulder and let it down on the ground? And it says, he that was dead stood up and began to speak. And it says, Jesus, he delivered him to his mother.
All
right. Oh, that must
be. Yeah, man.
Yeah. That must have been a proof.
Yes.
That ought to make y'all want to love the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Love his book, love his love letter.
Yes.
Love to tell people. Well, I love to tell people about Jesus.
Yes.
I want you to see this. This is what I want you to see. It says the next day. Jesus came exactly on time for that moment.
That's right.
I don't care what problem you have in your life. You'll come exactly on time.
That's right.
Amen.
That's it.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Have a perfect choice. Boy, aren't you? Do you remember when the time of deliverance came in your life?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A time of deliverance.
Yeah.
Yes. We have a man in our church, he's got 84, and I love to hear him testify. He said, when I came in total desperation on his back porch, on his knees, he said, God save me. It caught me. A time of total desperation. This woman, she has to be desperate. Her son is dead, her husband's dead, no means of income.
That's right.
And Jesus shows up
exactly
on time. I could write a book on how many times in 50-some years that the Lord's always been there for me.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'll be honest with you, this is not on rebuttal or rebuking nobody. I think the one thing that ought to be filled is us with a heart full of gratitude.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
When you start losing your thankfulness, you're going to start getting cold and
bad. Amen. That's right.
When you stop thanking the Lord. Now let me ask you this. Let me show you. Look at your Bible. And the Bible says fear came along and they glorified God
and that God exists in his people. Now watch this. Wonder what he done with his life. Miss Kim, don't you ever think, what did you think when he went to the store? Don't y'all think he talked? If there's a snower. Hey, boys, I was dead. This man brought me back. I bet he talked about Jesus all the time. I guarantee you did. Yeah. And the Bible says fear came on all of them, and they glorified God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
As a result of Jesus coming exactly on time.
That's right.
Exactly on time. For what needs you have in your life. You'll come exactly on time.
Yes.
They weren't even looking for him. He just showed up. Y'all didn't get
it.
It's just the next day.
Amen.
25 miles. Yeah. He came from Capernaum to Nain exactly on time.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Let me tell you about this girl, little girl. I mean, I go to most churches every year of my life. And I love people. But little Nelly, when she was born, she's a pretty little... I love little babies. I love them. I don't mind telling you, I just love them. You see a miracle every time you see a little baby. But when Natalie was born, I was there. We was down in Aiden, North Carolina. She was born. She never had some problems. Neonatal, I can't pronounce these words. Neonatal or what?
Neonatal clinic.
And so we all prayed for little Natalie and prayed for little Natalie. So they asked me, they said, Brother Sisson, now a lot of years had passed. Natalie grew up, got out of school, went to college. And she met this military man that's going to get married. She said, would you come to my wedding? I said, well, I'd be honored to come to your wedding. So it just happened that I could be there.
Amen.
When I was there at that wedding, and I'm telling you, when I knew that she was from a girl, a young lady, now she's getting married, this is what went through my mind. She said, Brother Sisson, this is what she told me at the altar with her husband. She said, Brother Sisson, she said, I would like to tell everybody in here, I mean the building was filled. Because Jesus has always came exactly on time in my life.
Amen.
Oh, that resonated in my mind. I have never forgotten. And I thought to myself, how many times Jesus has showed up in my life?
Exactly.
You know what I like to do tonight?
Amen.
I think we ought to be thankful people.
Yes.
Amen.
I want us to stand. You know you've been delivered. And you know that you've been, God has wrote your name down the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Look how many times he showed up for you just on time.
Yes,
amen.
I believe there's a community that's going to hell.
Amen.
You say, I've been revived. All right, thank God. If you really have, he'll show.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to bow our heads. I wish we had somebody. Brother Eric, how about you come and give us a hand? Let's bow our heads, please, just for a moment. How many of you have said, Brother Sisson, I'm not as close to God as I once was?
Yes.
But you just slip your hand. I mean, I got my hand. I want the Lord be pleased with my life when it's all over.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to ask you now, how many of you would just come and get on your knees and say, God, I just want to thank you for sending your letting your son come and die for me. Lord, I want to thank you for all the time. All the time that you've been there just on time.
Lord,
won't you hear tonight what I'm saying? You need to get wonderfully and gloriously saved tonight. He's knocking at your heart's door. He came all the way from Capernaum to Nain. Exactly on time. Can you give you a peace of mind and joy in your heart?
I'm not going to apologize for the length of the service. I want you to listen to me. Souls of people is more important than anything we're doing.
Amen.
Human right with the Lord is more important than going home watching the news.
Amen.
But I want you, don't you agree with me, this woman is on her way to bury her only son.
Yes.
Right? She's going to bury her only son. Don't you think she was ever grateful?
Amen.
She lively, Mary, man. Well, listen to this. Put a camera on it before we go.
Just hold on, my child, because he's not too far away.
Not too far away.
And he knows you.
What a great in 50 some years of my life, I've seen men and women that's done filed what you call legal separation. Mm-hmm. I've seen them come to revival meeting and God break both of their hearts and put their home both. And I've seen them do that.
Yes, amen.
That's what I live for. That's all I live for. No. Hey, I'm getting chilly once again. It ain't my shirt on this wet either. I'm just thinking about what God can do if you just let Him.
Yes, amen.
That's right.
Folks, honestly, before God, people go around and they carry all these heavy burdens. I was talking about him, the boy, saying, "Hello, Mama." Mm-hmm. But I'll guarantee you his mother had some words to say.
Yes.
I bet she kicked up dust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She probably run around about four or five times and a dust storm.
Amen.
Y'all don't believe that. I just know this. God, he can do anything.
Amen.
You know, when you get into the Bible and you talk about dispensations, you talk, God can do anything, anytime, anywhere, any place he wants to.
Amen.
He don't have to get in our hack a bushel.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm looking forward. I'm sure I appreciate everybody.
Praise God.